much. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing great. Now, the tours, I guess, the graveyard tours, did they start last week or is it starting this week?
Well, this is what's really fascinating about that. We did for the first time our inaugural Twilight Cemetery tours, and we did it for the previous two Fridays. Mm-hmm. So,
Todd, you there? Todd,
you're going to be out there doing their own things.
Gotcha. Hey, you cut out on me. So, but basically, you were saying that it did great, right?
Absolutely, it did. It did great, and. We did it for the previous two Fridays for the Twilight Cemetery tours, and it was just fantastic.
Awesome. Now, you guys have a couple of archaeology programs coming up here. So what's going on with that? Because I was looking at my notes, and I was going to try and pronounce it, and then I was like, you know, it's just not going to work for me. So I'm going to let Todd do it.
Well, I tell you what, you're not the first person. When I first saw that word, too, I went, you got to help me here. Somebody's got to teach me how to say this. So this is what's happening. Next two Saturdays, for those folks here who are really proud to be Americans in America's first region, then look no further than right here in the heart of Hampton Roads with our early 17th century Virginia history. And Isle of Wight has a big part to play in that history. And for this upcoming Saturday, we have two renowned archaeologists. Many of your listeners may have followed them from work at Jamestown to now the first colony association with the Lost Colony Research, Nick Lucchetti and Dr. Bly Stroud. Both of them are going to be presenting at Virginia's oldest church, Historic St. Luke's, this Saturday between 11 and 2 p.m., included with the box lunch for only $25. They're going to be talking about local Isle of Wight County Jones plantation settlement that Nick Lucchetti conducted an archaeological research on some years ago. And Dr. Bly Straub is going to be talking about the Dutch trade here in the greater Chesapeake. And what's really fascinating about that, and a lot of people may not notice, is that in the mid-17th century, we had Dutch tobacco traders going right up the James River. Mm. Can you believe that? So kind of like in World War II with U-boats possibly going into the Chesapeake Bay, we had, back in the 17th century, Dutch raiders going all the way up the James River. So she's going to be talking a little bit about all of those things for only $25 per person. We have about five registrations remaining for that program. Now, if somebody can't make it out this weekend for that incredible program, just a couple more Saturdays away from that, on November the 12th at 1 p.m., is now retired Department of Historic Resources archaeologist Dr. Randolph Turner is going to be presenting on searching for, here's the word, Werewolcamaco.
Werewolcamaco.
Werewolcamaco. Werewolcamaco, for those of your listeners who've been following the great work of discovering the location of Chief Powhatan's Confederation, his seat of power, right there in Gloucester, which may now become a national park. So we're really excited about that, those of us in the public history sphere, and many of your listeners too. Mm-hmm. When they found that he was a part of that research team, that archaeological team that discovered it, he's going to be sharing with those in attendance how they went about finding it and what did they find. So we're really excited to put on his program. That's going to be November the 12th at 1 p.m. We have about 15 registrations remaining for that program, and it's only $15 per person. So we're inviting folks to go to our website and to make their registrations today. We are accepting registrations online. Or if you have any questions, call our museum at 757-357-3367. That number again is 357-3367. To inquire about how they can make a reservation to attend one of those programs.
Now, if folks would like to, pull out the credit card and just do it online, give them the website so they can do that.
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. And that web address is www.historicstforstluke.org. HistoricStLuke's.org. And if you just go to Google and type in Virginia's Oldest Church, bam, we'll come right up for you as well.
Awesome. And I know after that, you know, you guys are going to be getting fired up for the holidays. I know there's, you know, big stuff in the works for Christmas and New Year's and all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We've got the first weekend of December is going to be Christmas in Smithfield. And Christmas in Smithfield has been reborn, kind of like a phoenix, We abandoned it some years ago in the community, but we've reinvigorated it. We've got six beautiful historic homes that are going to be featured on home tours downtown. St. Luke's is playing a key role because we're going to be decorated in 17th century fashion with complimentary beverages. And hold off to buy your real live Christmas tree because out at Historic St. Luke's, we're selling live Christmas trees.
Oh, wow. How long? So we're... Nice.
Go right ahead.
No,
absolutely. So I mean, this is going to be a big deal. We've got an antique show downtown, the historic house tours, even at night candlelight tours. So if some folks, for example, have been down to Edenton, North Carolina for their candlelight house tours or have been to historic Smithfield in the past, this is an opportunity to come back and see it decorated kind of like a classic Courier and Ives type feel, a 1950s feel. It's extremely warm, extremely genuine, and I think that a lot of your listeners would really enjoy it.
Yeah, and again, you know, we're talking about the oldest church in Virginia, so it doesn't get, you know, it doesn't get more authentic than that at Christmas time.
That's exactly right, and we really are trying to embody what is this classic Americana. And the neat thing about Smithfield is its tagline is Genuine Smithfield, and we certainly embody that. So right here in the heart of Hampton Roads, very convenient for listeners from Williamsburg all the way down to the beach, and we look forward to seeing everyone.
Awesome. Hey, Todd, give us those numbers and the website again if folks want to buy tickets for the archaeology lectures.
Sure, I really appreciate that. That phone number again is 757-357-3367. That's the museum's main number. Again, that number is 757-357-3367. And our website, www.historicstlukes.org.
Awesome. Todd Balance, Executive Director of Historic St. Luke's Church in Smithfield. Thank you so much, my friend. We will talk to you soon.
I really do appreciate it, Bob. Have a great rest of your day now.
You too, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye. Email at www.